There are two kinds of people in this world, those who think everyone else is beyond therapy and those who suspect they're beyond therapy. And that's the title, Beyond Therapy, of the latest El Paso Playhouse production. With me is director Kevin Mullen. Did preparations put you beyond therapy,
Beyond
Kevin?
Therapy, I'm ready. Lock me up.
Well, you opened last night, so congratulations. You got her done. And the play runs through November 30th at the El Paso Playhouse on Montana. Tell us about this play.
This play is something that I have been in love with for 30 years. Back in my youth, Christopher Durang was a very, very popular playwright.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost like every theater had one of his plays going.
What were some of his early works that we might remember?
Sister Mary Ignatius Explains It All for You.
Okay.
Baby with the Bathwater. Beyond Therapy was actually back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he also wrote a book for Titanic.
Whoa.
And
nice.
Another very well-known musical that I don't recall at the time.
That's quite all right. Welcome to the club. But, well, what more than that, he's a 2013 Tony Award winner.
Yes, he was.
That
he's
speaks
still writing
rather highly of Christopher Durang.
That's
yes.
the best play. Yeah.
Yes. Well, now that most difficult of all things, to do a thumbnail sketch of something as complex as a play, could you give us at least the basic outline?
Two young Manhattanites, Bruce and Prudence, who are seeking relationships, have their lives complicated by the help of their therapists.
I love the inflection there.
And his male lover, Bob.
And the therapist's male lover, Bob.
Bruce's male lover,
Bruce's male. Okay,
yes.
See, this is like explaining opera. It's the same problem.
You see, Bruce put an ad in, a personal ad in, which Prudence answers.
Mm-hmm.
And within the first 5 minutes, he explains that he also has a male lover, Bob.
Okay, so she's in on this. She knows what's happening.
Well, she knows, but she's never been there. You know,
she knows, but she's still clueless.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, this is a romance.
It's an attempt at romance. It really is, and there people love each other in this play. Bruce loves Bob. Bruce says flat out, I am a bisexual. I do not have a preference.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bob. In fact, what he wants to marry Prudence and have Bob live in the apartment above the garage.
You know, I bet that's not the first time, is it?
Probably not, no. But the other thing is they're all nice people.
Well, that's where, I guess, the comedy and the tragedy both play out. Is it? Nice people have really complicated lives sometimes.
Exactly.
Just doesn't solve everything being nice.
Bruce is very sure of himself, but whenever he's crossed, he cries.
Mm.
Prudence.
Now that's brutal. That's a brutal technique.
Yes.
Yeah.
Prudence really, really wants a relationship. One of the themes in the show is that her favorite song is Someone to Watch Over Me.
Oops.
But then she says, but as a modern woman, I probably shouldn't like that song.
Oh, we're entitled to our moods, I suppose.
I think so.
Yeah, how many people are in the cast?
There are six. Bruce and Prudence, Bob, the two psychiatrists.
Okay.
Neither of which I believe.
Oh, good. They're seeing separate psychiatrists.
I don't think either of these people is truly licensed.
They're certifiable, perhaps. But
and Andrew. Remains a mystery throughout.
A little mystery tour. What about the people that have been chosen to perform?
Oh, my God. I got so lucky. I can't tell you. They're just amazing actors, all of them. I've got people doing things they've never done before, character-wise, and sort of jumped right into it and giving it their all, and it's
Is this out of your standard pool of actors for the Playhouse, or how did people show up?
Yes, everybody who's in this play has acted at the Playhouse before.
Okay, who are we looking at for your cast?
Christy Castagno,
mm-hmm.
who actually played my daughter when we did Lend Me a Tenor,
mm-hmm.
and was Sylvia. the dog.
Obviously a talented addition then. And who else do we have?
Roger Estrada, who's just amazing, amazing, amazing. He's been in every show you've ever seen this year. He just finished Faustus.
Okay.
I have Frida Vokes as one of the psychiatrists. And Esteban Hernandez is the other one.
Okay.
And he was, the two of them are the two people I pictured immediately when I thought I was going to do this.
Oh, good. You snagged them. Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, this sounds like a good laugh and also a thoughtful and provocative piece of theater.
It is. And the laughter comes out of the situation, but also out of, there's all of these lines that just come out of left field. You know, it's
yes.
like, what?
Yeah, a lot of good comedy is where someone says what people are thinking, but no one wanted to
have it escape.
My guest today is director Kevin Mullen, talking with us about the El Paso Playhouse production of Christopher Durang's Beyond Therapy, which is playing at the Playhouse 2501 Montana. It opened last night, and this is their 50th anniversary season. They have a lot of good things on tap. You can catch Beyond Therapy Friday or Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. And it's just $10 for general admission and then even lower prices for various discounts. Don't miss this wonderful opportunity to catch a Tony Award-winning playwright's creation. That's Christopher Durang's Beyond Therapy. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.